Hey, you're listening to China232.com. Hi, everybody. We're back today, and I've got lovely Otis again.
I know. Us. Hello, everyone. We're here at China232.com, and we're just getting things in gear.
Good. I'm really happy that you're here again, Ed, because this is going to be fun. We're talking about one of our favorite subjects, humor, funny things. How do we describe them? How do we talk about, you know, humorous stuff, funny things? What are we going to say? And this is pretty important because, you know, when you're meeting friends and stuff, you're going to want to talk about it and not sound ridiculous. So what we've got is, the first thing I've noticed is a lot of people say, I've heard, that are speaking English as a second language, like, they say, he's very humorous, or you are so humorous.
Right. But this is, I mean, it's true that that just means you're very funny, but that's not exactly what us native speakers would say. We normally use the word hilarious to say that someone is really funny, or things and people or situations are very funny.
Right. So some good examples of hilarious, and this is going to make you sound like a really native speaker if you use this word well. So you could say, he is hilarious, my friend. He's hilarious.
Right, so we're talking about people here. Some person is hilarious, right?
The movie. That movie we saw. That was hilarious.
Right.
That
so,
movie.
Very so some, funny. Something is hilarious, right?
Okay, if somebody says something funny, you could say, oh my God, that's hilarious.
That is hilarious. Right. So a situation, that's hilarious what just happened there. Or you could say, last night was hilarious, right?
Yeah, if you want to talk about it, you know, you had a great time on the weekend, you call your friends in the morning.
Well, it wasn't just a great time, it was really funny though, right?
Yeah, so you were laughing the whole night, you had a great time, and you just said that last night was hilarious.
Right, usually times that are very hilarious are usually a great time as well, because you're having so much fun.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And those are the times I like to have, those are my favorite times for sure.
Okay, so we had, instead of, you know, describing people and things as you are very humorous.
You're very hilarious.
Right. Hilarious is good.
Right.
Another thing is to say somebody has a good sense of humor.
Right.
A sense.
A good feeling, understanding of things that are funny.
This is very important. So some sentences we can say, she has a great sense of humor. Very good sense of humor.
A good sense of humor is very important to me when looking for a girlfriend.
Okay, good. And that's true for a lot of people, and it should be.
Right. Because you want to laugh together, have a good time, and you want people to understand your jokes. If people don't understand your jokes, it's a lot of times difficult to get along with them, I think.
Absolutely it is. And it's annoying and boring.
Right.
So you don't want that kind of a life, right? So look for someone with a good sense of humor. And by all means, have a good sense of humor yourself.
Right. Okay. Good. Also, right. We can say a good sense of humor is more important than physical appearance. So we're comparing humor to physical appearance.
Right. So if you're looking for somebody, it's more important that they're funny and they can laugh at themselves than how beautiful or handsome they are. And sometimes this is hard for us to understand when we're out looking.
That's true.
But it is. So that's a good thing to keep in mind when you are looking.
Right. So let's talk about what actually a good sense of humor means. So first of all, it means that you are probably very funny, but it also means that you're very good at understanding jokes.
You don't take yourself so seriously. So, for example, let's just do a little comparison.
Okay,
we said
sure.
Hilarious, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's very funny. And that means if you are very hilarious, you are good at making other people laugh.
Right. You're good at telling jokes and people are laughing at the things that
you do or say. Good sense of humor, on the other hand, is slightly different. It could mean that you make other people laugh.
Well, it does often, because if you have a good feeling of what good jokes are, you're probably going to make other people laugh as well.
And another part of it, this is very important to remember, is that if other people say things that are funny, you appreciate it and you understand it, And it also means, one more thing, is that if someone's making jokes, you don't get very angry so easily.
Right, because you know at the joke side, there's different kind of jokes, and some people take them seriously, even though they're supposed to be a joke. So if you have a very good sense of humor, you won't take these jokes so seriously, and you'll just laugh about it.
Right, you're relaxed, and you're pretty easygoing about things. Because, you got a good sense of humor.
Right, exactly. So as you can see, though, if you don't have a good sense of humor, this might cause some misunderstandings between people, right?
Right. Different senses of humor cause people not to like each other sometimes because someone doesn't understand the sense of humor. And this happens all the time between cultures.
Right.
Someone might say something and we say, oh, we're just joking.
Right.
I do it all the time.
Right. After you say something, you can see that people are being very serious. And we just say, oh, I was just joking. But some people, they still feel bad about it for some reason. It's just a joke, though, right?
Because we grow up differently, and we learn different senses of humor.
Right. I think where we're from, especially, it's very easy to say almost anything. And then if you say, I was just joking, it should be okay. But sometimes...
If you have a good sense of humor, it should be okay.
Right.
And another way is saying, have a good sense of humor about yourself.
Right. Have a good sense of humor. Right. Exactly.
Where's your sense of humor?
Where is it?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not laughing, where is it? Go find it. All right. So we just talked about a sense of humor, having a good sense of humor, and the word hilarious, describing things as hilarious. And I want to go back to the word hilarious and really hone in, really learn how to use this word appropriately.
Right. So we're going to talk about how to use hilarious in a little bit of a slightly more extreme way. So don't say very hilarious. A better way of saying someone is very hilarious would be totally hilarious or absolutely hilarious, right? So don't say very all the time. You'll sound more like a native speaker if you use some different descriptive words. The word absolutely is a great modifying word to emphasize or to show how strong something is, right? So absolutely here means totally, completely, or 100%.
Right, so some other ways we can talk about using this word absolutely as a modifier, we could say absolutely amazing.
Mm.
Something was absolutely amazing. That movie was absolutely amazing.
Right.
Great way to use it.
It is a great way to use it. Okay, what else can we say? It's absolutely beautiful.
Wow.
Right?
You look absolutely beautiful in that dress.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Andrew. A nice compliment. I felt great even though I'm not even wearing a dress right now. It's a very good compliment.
Oh, very nice.
Okay, what about absolutely disgusting?
Ooh, that's a bad one.
Okay.
So you can describe food as one thing as absolutely disgusting if it's very bad. So you could say, I can't believe you like eating that. It is absolutely disgusting.
Oh, very gross. You don't want to be eating that. Okay. Okay, so what else have we talked about? Using modifying hilarious to show an extreme case of something and how you can apply it to different words as well.
So we've got absolutely, we've got hilarious, we've got sense of humor, and now we've got a dialogue.
Right, so now we're going to be going right into the dialogue, but first we're going to describe what we're going to be talking about. Okay, so we have a dialogue between myself and Andrew. And we're going to be talking about a new sitcom called Entourage. We both find it funny. First of all, we should talk about what a sitcom is, right? A sitcom means a situational comedy. So it's like a TV show, a short show that is funny. It's a funny show.
It's kind of usually based on real life of some kind. Someone's family life or something, right? So has anyone seen the show Friends? Because that American show Friends is a perfect example of a sitcom. And we're going to be talking about this new one, which I highly recommend that you go take a look at, called Entourage. And anyway, let's take a look at a few words in the dialogue. First one is, we've got awesome.
Awesome, right. So this is a commonly used word that means really great, excellent, right?
It's awesome.
Right.
The food is awesome.
Okay, and the opposite of that would almost be it sucks, right? Something sucks. This is a slang word that means really bad, right? How would we use that?
You suck at basketball.
Right, it means you're awful. You're a very poor basketball player.
You're terrible.
Right.
But
also, we talk about, you can use this in a different way as well. How else do we use the word suck?
All right, before we get into this, actually, I just want to point out, this word suck actually is kind of a kid's word, mm-hmm. and kids say it. And lately I find adults in the new generation do say this word, but don't say it at work. If something's really bad, don't say that at work or in a formal situation.
Right. This is a very informal slang word.
Yeah, this is between friends. You can say that sucks, but it's really, you sound a little bit childish and not very mature if you use it at work.
Well, definitely informal anyways.
Definitely informal.
Okay.
And anyway, so we were talking about that, and then you brought up a point, ass suck. This is different, okay? If someone is ass suck, you are a suck. It means you're a baby. You're acting like a baby.
Right. I might say to you something like, why are you being such a suck?
Don't be such a suck. So what's an example of someone being a suck?
Well, if we're going for a walk or something like that, and someone's complaining about being really tired, something like this.
Let's go into the dialogue.
Okay.
Have you seen that new show called Entourage?
Yeah, it's awesome. Who's your favorite character?
Johnny Chase. He's absolutely hilarious. I love the one where he's insecure about his calves.
That was hilarious. I personally think Ari might be the best actor.
He could be. Who do you think is the worst?
Turtle.
I agree. He sucks.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the dialogue here. Okay. So what are some of the things that we forgot to talk about here is we said he is insecure about his calves. What does that mean exactly?
Insecure is a great word, and it basically means you're not confident in some area of your life.
Right. So he's talking about his physical appearance, his body here, right? So he's insecure. He's not confident in the way he looks in some way.
What are calves?
Calves. Calves are the lower part of your leg.
Below your knee, above your foot, on the back side
right,
of your
back
leg.
Right, the back side.
That usually muscle.
That
is
muscle.
Your calf.
That big part. Right. So he's very insecure about his calves. He doesn't think they look very good.
He thought they were too small. And it is hilarious. So you should definitely pick up the show if you go.
I know, actually, it's
DVD
really funny.
Shopping.
In this episode, actually, he wanted to actually get implants. Right, add something to make them look bigger. So that's really funny.
And you know what implants are? Because women sometimes get breast implants to make their breasts a little bit bigger.
Right, put something in your body to make it look larger.
And men, it's kind of funny in this show because men often don't do it. But yeah, it's hilarious. And
it was absolutely hilarious show. Right.
And okay, so we've got a lot today, and we're going to get back on the topic of humor soon. So we've talked a little bit about it. There's a lot more
right,
to teach, but this is plenty for today. I hope you review it. Get on the site, china232.com, and we will see you very soon.
I hope so. Anyways, okay.
Right. Hope you enjoyed the first lesson here at china232.com. And just to let you in on a little secret, all of our newest and absolute best stuff with absolutely every word we say is in this new section called the VIP section, only at china232.com, so check it out.